Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are, as I like to say, a complete retirement planning firm. We provide everything from active portfolio management to income planning, tax planning, asset protection, estate planning. And that's really what it's all about. It's about being complete. On today's show, we're going to get into a number of these areas. We're going to kind of drill down, as I like to say. A lot of interesting things going on. Look, the market's at all-time high. Should you stay invested in this market amid these record highs? We'll talk a little bit about that. I also want to get into, of course, taxes. We still have time. I'm going to give you an idea today you probably have not heard about. This is pretty unique, so I want to get into that beyond just some of the things we talked about last week on the Roth conversions and things. You have a deadline, December 31st. We'll also talk a little bit about this. It was an interesting study, I thought, why so many retirees have a tough time spending money in retirement. This is interesting, and it comes back to what your income plan is in retirement. If you want to give us a call, I'm going to offer information that I do because, you know, my goal every week is to get you actionable items. If we come away with one or two items that will be impactful in your plan for you and your family, hey, that's a good show. So we have information, again, that I'll offer, but also you can go to our website. If you want to give us a call at any time, the number is 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can download reports, which I'm going to make some offers on. You can sign up for our newsletter, get all types of information, send me a question, schedule a time to talk. It's all available to you. Again, we want to be a resource for you. Let's dig right in. I want to talk briefly, and then this idea, as I said, about tax. I'm going to talk briefly about these conversions, because this has really been, I think I've gotten a lot of calls and questions on it. I just want to just talk to you about the whole part of tax planning. You know, when we talk about your overall plan, income planning is the cornerstone, creating income you can't outlive. We know that, I think. The second piece is, how do we keep more of that in our pocket, right? When you take a look at your IRAs, your 401ks, your Social Security benefits, other investment income, well, they share one thing. They're all taxable in retirement. Taxes can play a huge role. That's why when you hear me, again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do investment management. I'm also licensed in insurance. We do retirement planning, but I do a decent amount on tax planning for clients. And I think you're going to see some of that as we talk about today with this planning. And so, as I said, taxes can play a huge role in your retirement. And so what are we doing? We've got a national debt that it's $36 trillion. We've got tax rates at 40-year lows. Where are we going with this? And so the key is to get in front of this and to start to do some things. One idea right out of the gates, I'll just dig into some of these ideas because, again, I want to give you actionable items. I talked about this last week, and I had a number of people reach out, and we talked about it. And I've done this with clients. I've got a stack, maybe an exaggeration, of Roth conversion requests that I'm processing right now. So this idea, and again, I have a couple more for you. One is going to be very interesting, but let me just start with Roth and the rules. The rule is you can convert as much as you like, so any amount at any time at any age. And there is no income testing, unlike Roth contributions. I don't care if your income is $500,000 a year. You can do a Roth conversion. Again, any amount at any time at any age. And by the way, if you don't do it by December 31st, well, you've lost a year. And I like to say you can do systematic. So you could do $20,000 this year, $20,000 next year, $20,000 next year. Over 5 years, you could do $100,000. Taking it from ever to forever tax to never tax, guess what? As I've said, when it's in a Roth, that's one thing that doesn't have in common with these other things. It's not taxable. The tax rate on it is always zero. Doesn't tax your Social Security. You know, I had a client come in this week. Again, we did the review, his end-of-year review, and we pulled up his Roth IRA. We put in typically, so there's a couple comments I'll make on this. Number one, you know, it's tax-free. And number two, from a standpoint of investment strategies and investment efficiency, typically you want most of your growth in these portfolios. Let me give you the example. This is true. We bought growth stocks, some good stocks in here, in his Roth IRA. Now he had put, I think we moved over 40,000. It's worth 73. It was roughly. I know it changes every day, but think about that. That's a gain. It's almost doubled. And I think like 3 or 4 years. Again, don't get me wrong. I'm not just telling you no, because it's been a good market and we've been in some pure growth stocks and we've had some incredible growth. with some of these, certainly the Mag 7 and other stocks, the NASDAQ and the S&P. The S&P is up over 95% over the last 5 years, roughly. So, but all of it's tax-free, every penny. I had someone call me. They had Tesla stock they bought many years ago, which, as we've seen lately, has been rallying. But they bought it, maybe put $10,000. I think the value of their account was over $100,000, except the problem was, not the problem, but it's in an IRA. Every penny's taxable. So you see why this stuff is so important. You have until the end of the year to do Roth conversions. Really give some thought to this. This is why I like to say we're different by design. I reach out to clients, say, come on in, let's take a look. I actually was able to do a conversion for someone, and they paid no tax on it because, keep in mind, you have a standard deduction of $30,000. These are good things to do. And so once I start presenting this to these individuals, we start taking a look at it. Remember, that's why we call the IRA a tax time bomb. You have to take the money out. When you take the money out, every penny's taxable at whatever tax rate there is at the time. And I don't know what future tax rates are going to be. It's used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. It's used to determine how much of your Medicare premium is. I'm going to tell you a story about that in a second. And also, you have required minimum distributions where you have to take out a certain amount at a certain age. And then, to the extent you don't go through it, your spouse and children pay taxes on it. Roth IRAs, none of that is true. There's no required distributions. Doesn't tax your Social Security. You know the drill. So maybe we want to give some more thought to how are we doing forward tax planning. Hopefully that's one good idea, and you can take a look at that. You have until December 31st. It can be done this year, and then we can do it every subsequent year. One other idea, I don't know if I'm going to have time to get into this. When we come back, I want to talk about this other idea. Again, this is pretty unique. I think it's only been around a couple years. And I want to, again, we just don't have time to get into it. I want to kind of maybe go a little bit more into some tax ideas that, or some other ideas before the end of the year. I do want to get into, we talked about family getting together this time of year. There's some things there that we want to talk about. Maybe there's some opportunities this year to have what conversations you might want to be having with family members that will impact your overall plan. A lot to get into. If you want some of the information we talked about, I told you we have the tax planning ideas. We have a number of tax planning reports online. You can download those reports at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. There's 7 ideas there to get the tax free. I think we just added another tax planning report that gets into some other ideas on this mentality of we just go to our CPA, we fill out that's tax preparation versus tax planning. Let's start doing some tax planning. In fact, let me make one other offer. If you're recently retired, you plan to retire, and if you want to, in my opinion, secure the best retirement possible, here's my suggestion. Give us a call. Give us a call right now, and we'll sit down, and we'll take a look at this tax planning. There are probably things you can do before the end of this year, getting ready going into next year, and then maybe hopefully that's something we can look at doing every year. That's a goal. How do we create income we can't outlive? What about our Social Security decisions? That's part of it. It's about having a comprehensive plan in place. That's what we talk about. It's about being complete. The 5 pillars of your retirement plan. We call it your retirement roadmap. If you want to take advantage of this, we'll do a portfolio analysis. Talk about what's going on in this market. Are you comfortable with where you sit? Well, as I said, test your plan so you know where you stand. Let's provide clarity, direction, and a roadmap to your retirement plan. If you want to take advantage of this, give us a call. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to schedule a time for your complete customized retirement plan. Throw everything in a box. Come on in. Let's go through it. This will be a very positive and well worth time spent. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time to sit down for your customer client. Coming up, I do want to give you a couple other ideas on tax strategies to minimize taxes. Also, some ideas on the market and your overall retirement plan. This is Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. We provide active portfolio management. We do an income planning, tax planning. We have an attorney that does the estate planning. I'm going to talk a little bit about that coming up. And, of course, how do you protect your assets during your lifetime as well as to your family? That's really what it's about. That's why I call it the 5 pillars. It's not about one thing. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about getting to a number. There's all of these pieces, and I hope that that makes sense when we talk about it. I've talked about this domino effect. I spent a little time talking about taxes earlier and just mentioned, I did want to bring this. I know it seems like I have talked about it, but it's we're getting into a time crunch with this Roth conversion thing. You have until the end of the year to do a Roth conversion. You have until the end of the year to set up Bell Savings Account. You have until the end of the year to make charitable contributions and gifting to children. You have until the end of the year to do a required minimum distribution. Let's not forget about that. If you have a required minimum distribution, if you do not take it by December 31st, there's a 25% penalty. It's important. If you have an inherited IRA, there may also be a required minimum distribution. You need to be aware of some of these things. So I want to just briefly touch upon this other idea. As I said, with tax planning, and we have that report on our, we have a couple of reports on tax strategies and tax ideas. And I've said it before, I want to pivot into some other areas here, but when you retire, we have IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits. They all share one thing. They're all going to be taxed when you retire if you don't set up things properly. And so if taxes go up in the future, is there a threat to your retirement? I would say so. You have to take out more money from your retirement accounts to net more. And so, unfortunately, it's we look all too often at saying, well, it's something we do every April with the help of our CPAs. There's so many things we could be doing to do what I call tax planning. If you just do one of these things, it will be impactful. That's my opinion in your plan. And then it becomes infectious. So really take a look at Roth conversions. As I said, I have that information on my website where you can download. It's a we have a library on there of many, many reports. And a number of them on, I can get into many more ideas I haven't even been able to touch on. I want to talk about this one. But by the way, if you want to get some information, something specific, you can go to the website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. If you want to schedule a time to either talk or come in, you can do that on the website or give us a call. We'll do a complete, bring everything in. We'll look at your tax returns. We'll talk about your estate plan. We'll look at your investments. We'll talk about and test your plan. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 for a personalized, customized, a complimentary retirement review. And I will say, I'm confident it will be time well spent. Let me talk about this one idea. It doesn't apply. Well, I should say, this is regarding the state and local income tax. You know how it's capped. And in the state of Illinois, it's somewhat impactful in states like New Jersey, Illinois, California, because you are capped on your deduction. The SALT deduction is state and local tax deduction. Again, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, so I'm going to be brief. But you should check on this. If you have a business, okay, what happens is it's capped at $10,000. So if you have property tax, if you pay income tax to the state of Illinois, whatever, it's $15,000, and then you have some property taxes, another $10,000 or $20,000, you could have $25,000, $30,000 of these deductions, but it's capped at 10. So this has been kind of one of the bugaboos. That's not really a good word. It's an old school. It's been tough for some people because they can't use all of this deduction. Well, guess what? You can take a look. Do you know there's a SALT? I hate to use these terms, workaround. I'm just reading this that was sent to me. You can, if you have a corporation, and again, check on this, and you can even look it up. It is true. You can deduct it through your corporate return. Did you know that? How many people are having these conversations? How many people, you know, again, I'm an investment advisor rep. How many of you is there any focus on this? Or are we just, you know, setting ourselves up to, you know, have taxes really take a big bite out of all this, that wealth that we've earned during or created, I should say, during our lifetime. So you can potentially, if you have a corporation, again, check with someone, get you some information on it too. But you, if you have, you can pay your taxes through your corporation. You deduct it from your corporate returns. And so, again, I won't go into detail. I don't want to confuse people with that. My point is, you can potentially take the state and local tax deduction through your corporations. It is true. That is an accurate statement. Again, understand how that rule works. I just wanted to mention that, among other things. See all these things that we can do? I just so many things that we can do. That's why I say it is so important to understand the difference between tax planning and tax preparation. And so, unfortunately, if we don't do these things, guess what? We're just going to keep giving more money to our partner, Uncle Sam. Imagine if you could keep that money in your pocket, not only, this is why taxes are so critical, pernicious, whatever word you want to use. When you pay a tax, that not only do you pay that money, obviously it comes out of your pocket, it's now never going to grow for you going forward. When you start adding up these things, they come in, when I we use these terms, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. You know, that's an accurate statement in many cases. So we just have to be aware of, you know, giving of money away when we can keep more money in our pocket. I did want to make another comment. This relates to planning. Now, a couple things. There was a study that showed 401ks, rolling over 401ks to a personal IRA. I come across this a lot, so I wanted to mention this too. It's up 150%, topping $760 billion. This was from Financial Advisor article. Rollover advice surges 150%. And so what's involved in a rollover? I just wanted to make a couple comments that with the 401ks, and you've heard me talk about this, you know, you can also consider Roth 401k options. Hopefully some of you have those. Again, that's tax-free. That's treated like the Roth IRA. But if you want to roll over your 401ks, please understand, and I've talked about this before, Capitalize did a study. They said there's 30 million, roughly 30 million old 401ks that job changers have left behind. This is really problematic in your planning because normally you're not looking at it. You're not monitoring it. You may have other accounts. You may lose sight of it. I've had people uncover these accounts. They've forgotten about it. So it's really important. Now, 401ks, I've talked about this before. This is part of financial organization. There's portability between 401ks and IRAs. So you can open up an IRA at go to Fidelity.com, Schwab.com. You can open up an IRA in 5 minutes. And I mean it, 5 minutes. Sitting at your kitchen table, having a coffee in your slippers, you can open up an IRA. And then what you can do is you can contact your 401k providers and ask them and let them know you have an IRA. The money can be transferred to that IRA. And so this is a direct transfer or rollover. It is a non-taxable event. You should really look at that. One other comment I want to make about that is, but this is so critical to your planning. And if you look at some of our reports, I talk about financial organization a lot. It's so critical to stay on top of some of these things. The other thing I will just mention, for those of you that don't have an old 401k, here's another idea. It's called in-service rollovers. Let me explain. If you're still working in many cases, and you should check, it's called an in-service. You have not separated service. You're still working. So you can contact your 401k provider, ask them, and I have that 401k report online, which goes through all the things we should be doing. Are you making Roth contributions? Do you know what your match is? Do you have an in-service rollover option? That's in this report, which is on our website, optimizing your 401k. But what does that mean? That means your plan may allow you to move your money while still contributing to the 401k, still keeping it open, okay, but moving it to your own IRA where you can pick the investments, where you can control it. You might want to check on that. It's called an in-service rollover. Call your 401k providers. Ask if that's available to you. You may be surprised. This is an opportunity, as I said, with the 401ks, maxing out your contribution, $30,500. If you're 50 or over, by the way, next year, if you're between 60 and 63, that's going up by another, I think, 4250. You can put almost 35,000 into them. It's right around there. So these are things. I mean, are we doing these things? The tax planning, the 401k, maxing out our 401k and taking advantage of that. These things work together. So if you want to get some information on that, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You get ideas on the tax planning, too. If you want to schedule a time, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We'll do a 401k analysis. We'll do the income planning analysis. We'll do a complete customized view, test your plan. You will walk out of here with a plan, and I will tell you what, you'll walk out of here with ideas that'll make a difference. There's some conversations you may want to be having, other ideas, so stick around. This is Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a complete retirement planning firm. Provide everything from income planning, tax planning, investments, portfolio management, estate planning, asset protection, the five pillars of your plan. And that's really the approach. We talk about being complete. I like to say we're different by design. We've covered a couple of topics already. We've talked about tax planning, of course. you know, we're coming up on this end of the year where you can do Roth conversions. You still have time. That's why, and maybe you're saying, Tom, okay, you keep talking about this Roth conversion, but you can do it still. You know, there's time to do it. And it can be critical to your planning, because once we start this process, you know, it's infectious. As I said, it's that kinetic versus potential energy. Emotions, body in motion tends to stay in motion. And so once you start these things, it just hopefully becomes habit. Getting money from tax, forever taxed to never tax, as Ed Slott has said, that's a good thing, and it'll make a difference, I believe, down the road in your planning. And so that's part of it. We talked a little bit about the 401ks, what some of your options that are using these, understanding your rollover options there. It's important. These are some of the biggest vehicles we have as far as contributions to our retirement plan. That's important to understand. And I gave you that one tax idea, which I don't think you probably heard of. You're probably not getting these ideas. And so it's important to understand, maybe we're missing a lot of things, and you know, it can be very impactful to our retirement. So if you want some information on any of this stuff that you've heard me talk about, or you want something customized, you can give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want to schedule a time, too, you want to just chat for 15 minutes. I've had conversations. I had a few people last week who did email me and said, hey, I had some questions on Social Security because I talked about the spousal benefit. We're going to get into that in a minute. The two or three people that I had conversations with last week that just heard the show and had some questions that were specific to them. We'll help you out if you want. As I said, you can go to our website, download a lot of these reports. You'll see more. We have a whole library. If you want to schedule a time, too, you can do it there or call me, and we'll schedule a time. Let me spend a little bit of time now because, again, I think this is timely. So these are important things to talk about. And why do I bring some of these things up? Because this is one of those pillars to your plan. When we talk about estate plan and legacy planning, what do you have in place? Now, either you're going to make the decisions or someone will make them for you. There was a recent article that said by 2045, baby boomer parents are expected to hand down $53 trillion in assets. This was a study by New York Life. And so it's going to be called the Great Wealth Transfer. This is going to be the largest transfer in world history of monies. And so the point is, do you have the right things in place? Do you understand? I talked about, you know, there's the issues, potential issues here. Number one, you know, taxes. The retirement accounts, which I just talked about, you know, either you're paying the tax. To the extent you don't go through them, they go to your children. They will pay the tax. They're required to empty those accounts out in 10 years. Those are the new rules. And every penny they pull out, it could be at their highest earning years. They may have to turn around and give 30-40% to the government. I don't know. So, again, Roth don't, that problem, I don't say goes away, but the money's tax-free to your children on Roth. It's not only tax-free during your lifetime, it's to them. So I just wanted to make that comment as far as taxes. There's so much to get into here. You know, we call them the six essential documents. Do you have living trust, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney, pour over wills? Do you have those documents in place? Again, we do those for clients. I almost insist on it because either you're going to make the decisions or someone else is going to make them for you. If you don't have a will, even if you have a will, wills will go to probate. If you have, this is the attorney and it's the talking, we've talked about this before. If your estate has $100,000 net worth or has real property, any real estate, it would be exposed to probate potentially in the state of Illinois. So this is a problem. The other thing we want to take, I'll focus on two things here and then we'll move on. But again, these are conversations we can have. You may be surprised when you sit down with family members. You know, if you have documents in place, do they know they're trustees or powers of attorney? Do they want to be trustees or powers of attorney? Now, you know, beneficiary designations are certainly two things, titling and beneficiary designations. Let me talk a little bit about that. You know, your beneficiary designations, they are what they are. When was the last time? If you then again, these are reports we have available. You can download them. It's called Bulletproofing Your Beneficiaries. I think there's 10 items on there. You know what the first item is? Doing a beneficiary audit. Do you know who your beneficiaries are? I've read this before about this executive. This was a number of years ago. Most of his wealth was in his 401k, most of his savings. And he thought it was going to go to his three children. All right? And so it says, often what you scribble down decades earlier as you file out a form designating your beneficiaries is going to determine what happens. Well, the executive died, and he should have asked his wife to sign a waiver. The children, the then named his named his children as beneficiaries because he didn't have his wife sign a waiver. She inherited it all, and they'd been married 2 months. Okay, so you see one of the issues here. You cannot change beneficiaries post death. 401k beneficiaries have a different employer beneficiaries. If you're in a second marriage, for example. And the idea is you don't want to disinherit children. You have to have this set up properly. When was the last time you did a beneficiary audit? Who are your primary beneficiaries? Who are your contingent beneficiaries? I'll make one other comment here too. If you do not name your trust or will as a beneficiary, those documents have absolutely nothing to do with your beneficiary designations. So, you know, beneficiary designations can flow outside of these documents. Now, you can name the trust the beneficiary, but I'm just letting you know we want to be aware of this. So that's part of it. The other thing is, you know, understanding the titling on your. So the beneficiary designations, again, if you do nothing, so here's, again, an actionable item. Reach out, life insurance, 401ks, IRAs, annuities. These all have beneficiary designations. You want to determine what's on there because think about it. You've worked your whole life. You built all this stuff up. And I think in most cases, you want your children and your loved ones to inherit these assets. It's something that if we just scribbled something down wrong or we haven't checked on them, I had one person that came in. This was years ago. They had an ex-spouse as the beneficiary. Again, you cannot change these post-death. So this is important stuff to know as part of the estate planning. This is just one of the five pillars. How are your assets titled? If you have a living trust in place and your assets are not in that trust, if you have a home and it's still in your name or you and your spouse's name, it's not in your trust. And so we have to be careful of how we title assets. If an asset's titled in just your name, I'll give you an example. IRAs and 401ks have to be titled in your name during your lifetime. You cannot joint title an IRA. You cannot, again, you can't put it in a trust. So, you know, if you're incapacitated, that asset is frozen during your lifetime. So this is why we need a power of attorney. So I hope you're seeing some of these issues. Again, you know, you can have a title, an asset that's titled joint with a spouse. I get this sometimes. Someone will say, well, I'm married. My spouse is joint titled on the account. If I pass away, it goes to them. That may be a true statement, but keep in mind, what happens if there's a common accident? That asset will be exposed to probate because if you both perish in that accident. Again, I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but I'm just letting you know. The second thing is after one spouse dies, okay, now the other spouse inherits that asset or is the new owner. Now what? So this is why we talk about, I get a little animated about having trust, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney in place. Again, you may lose control of your assets. You may disinherit children. You may end up paying additional estate taxes. In the state of Illinois, it is not a portability in estate taxes. So I want you to be aware that your trust can preserve your estate tax exemption. There's so many moving parts here. It doesn't have to be that complicated. That's why I offer the information on it. But again, this is just one piece of your plan. That's why I talk about this domino effect, having everything in place, having income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes, having an investment plan you're comfortable with and confident with, having an estate and legacy plan that controls assets during your lifetime and also to your loved ones after your lifetime in the most efficient manner. Man, that's a plan. We call it your retirement roadmap. Give us a call. It's a customized, personalized plan. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Throw everything in a box. We'll look at everything. Give us a call again if you want to schedule a time or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time through there as well. Coming up, I do want to get into some other ideas as it relates to your overall retirement plan. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, and the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a retirement planning firm. I like to say complete firm. We're different by design. We do everything from active money management to income planning, tax planning, investments, as we said, asset protection, and of course, the estate and legacy planning. We spent some time talking about that. All of these things are important. You know, it's hard to say what is more important than the other. We sometimes say income, creating income you can't outlive. Certainly that's at the top of the list. But then how do we build all these other pieces? You know, building a retirement plan is like anything. You know, it's like building a car, building a bridge, building a house. We want to build a retirement plan. I'm a process guy. I'm an engineer by trade. My undergraduate's electrical engineering. So I kind of fall into this trap of, I shouldn't say it's a trap. It's just this, you know, we have this, some people say an emotional lobotomy when you become an engineer. You know, whether, I guess it's all true in some of these professions, accountants and so on. But this is how I approach it. We build a retirement plan. And again, all these things are a process. Again, we've talked about taxes. We've covered some ideas there. We have information that's available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download reports on everything from taxes to maximizing your 401k, to estate planning and asset titling, bulletproofing your beneficiaries, all these things that are available on our website. You can also schedule a time to talk if you want, if there's something specific. I know everybody's situation is unique. As I said, I had a couple of calls last week because I did mention and talk about Social Security as well as some Roth conversions. And so we had these discussions. They called in and I called them back and, you know, we just spoke for a few minutes and we got them the answers that they were looking for. So that's important. Or if you want to just schedule a time to come in, call me directly, 630-864-6711. We'll do that. I offered that retirement, complete retirement plan analysis, the psychology of retirement income. We've seen the studies before. It's the biggest concern, running out of income, outliving your assets. When you think about it, and I've said this before, I think feeling wealthy in retirement really comes down to one thing. And that's having more income than expenses. If you could have a replace of the paychecks going into retirement. So this was just talking about what happens and how, why retirees struggle. These are some of the reasons. Because you're shifting from a saving to a spending mindset. And it says, before retirement, a person may be more susceptible focusing on the present situation. It's called present bias. Because their future labor income is uncertain, they don't yet feel an ownership of that money. This uncertainty gives them the flexibility to think the things like, this is why you're working. I'll work more hours next month to make up for this month. However, in retirement, you're on a fixed income, and the money that you're spending is coming from your own pocket. The shift triggers to loss aversion. That is, the desire to avoid losses outweighs the desire to experience gains. In retirement, we know that overspending today may result in a loss of future consumption. In a world where a future is 85 years old and unable to work, that future loss looms much larger than an extra extravagance today. And so, unfortunately, you know, this is where we're at. And that's why we talk about creating an income plan. It's so critical. How do we create income we can't outlive? We talk about the different pieces. And I've said it before. Do you know how you're going to replace your paychecks? If you have income coming in, we talked a little bit about Social Security last week. That is an example. What are you doing to try to maximize your cumulative lifetime benefit? The study by Forbes shows that, I've quoted this before, the average Social Security recipient loses $111,000 because of their claiming strategies. You can take it at 62. You can wait, take it at 70. It grows by 8% per year. If you take it at 62, your reduction of payments can be as much as 25 to 30% of your full retirement age. Are you okay with that? And now you're locked into that. These are irrevocable decisions. You can go to 66 or 67, depending on your birth year. That's called your full retirement. And if you wait till 70, your payments can be anywhere from 15 to 25% bigger. And that's for the rest of your life. So do you take it? Where do you take it? You can take it any time in between those years. I talked to someone about the spousal benefit, divorce spousal benefits. You have widow benefits. You have your own retirement benefits. Again, are we understanding how to maximize these things? That's something we do when you come in. I do a Social Security analysis. I will tell you there's no perfect answer. But, you know, I've seen $10,000 a year difference if you just wait 3 or 4 years. That's for the rest of your life. And then, again, if you pass away, for the rest of your spouse's life. That's one piece of it. So what are we doing there? To be clear, on the spousal benefit I mentioned, it's 50% of your full retirement age benefit. So if you have $40,000 at age 67, your spouse can have $20,000. If they have a low retirement benefit or a low work history, that's $60,000 of income for the rest of both of your lives. If you pass away, the $40,000, which will go up hopefully every year somewhat with cost of living, will go to the surviving spouse. That one stays. So this is about this income planning. Pensions, let's understand what our pension options are. I come across this all the time. I tell people, bring in your pension information. If you have a pension, contact your pension provider. Tell them to send it to you. What is my benefit at 65? What is my benefit at 66? What are my options? What's my survivor benefit? What happens if I pass away? I just explained Social Security. Your pension, does it cut in half? Does it stay the same? Does it go away? These are critical things to understand as far as this is just the income planning piece. Now, we talked about trying to get most of it tax-free. You could get most of your Social Security, if not all of it, tax-free if most of all, if all of your money was in a Roth. I made that comment before. And the third area here, besides investments, you know, we call it the three-legged stool. I'm going to add another leg to that stool. We'll call it a four-legged stool, which I would say is more stable. When the three-legged stool was, we have pensions, Social Security, and investments. Now, investments are an important part of it, but let's talk about, and I've talked about this before, which are annuities. Maybe give some thought to these. I'm not pro or con. I'm licensed in these areas. We do portfolio management. But also, you know, consider looking at some of these. I've offered information on it. I think there's some, I hate to say, misinformation out there of how they work. But they do give you a guaranteed income stream. We talked about this loss aversion as we get into retirement. We're concerned, and the study showed that 25% of people in retirement decrease spending because they just don't know what to do. This was this life cycle hypothesis study that was done. And so it's unfortunate, and it's disheartening because we have to worry, okay, are we replacing the paychecks? But imagine if you could be a point. I've given the example. The way these work is you can use them. They're an investment. Okay, the account value doesn't go away. When you put it in there, they're investing. It is invested. It can grow. But the difference is you are transferring risk now. You're transferring longevity risk. You're transferring market risk. This is money that can come in for the rest of your life, and you can set it up also for a joint life income. I've given the example before with $500,000, a couple age 60, and you have to run your own, and you have to figure it's different by company. They were going to receive $42,000, I think it was $43,000 a year for the rest of both of their lives. If they waited two more years, it grows. It would be over $50,000 a year for both of their lives. This is a paycheck. It's just like a paycheck. You're almost creating your own private pension. So I'm just talking about, this is just the income planning piece. If you do it in a Roth, it's tax-free, which isn't bad either. But this is how we start to create income plans. We try to reduce the stress level. Again, imagine if you could be at a point where you said, I have monthly paychecks coming in, replacing my paychecks, coming in every month. I'm confident when I go. I know what I have. I'm not worried about spending money here or there. Plus, I still have investments. Plus, I still have investments where I can pull money out at a time if I want to go on a trip, take my family somewhere, gift to grandchildren and children, whatever it may be. But I've also got that paycheck coming in every month. This is what I talk about by planning. And then, of course, the other pieces we've talked about today, which are part of those five pillars. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to schedule a time. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. There's information there. You can download reports. Again, you can schedule a time. Send me an email. Any way we can help you. I hope today has been helpful as far as, again, actionable items, ideas. We can't get into everything, but if we can give you a few ideas that are going to make a difference, hey, that's great. We're going to be back next week. At the same time, same station. In the meantime, everyone have a blessed week. Let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.